This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Monday. May the 12th, 2025. It's a Monday.
I wonder if somebody's alarm sounds like that. It's Monday. Wake up.
I'm sure it's been... Like, there's... I use the A word to wake up. And no, I don't mean anal. It's a smart speaker that I can't say without making yours go off right now. And, there's a variety of ways you can set alarms on there. You know, certain songs, certain artists, certain radio stations.
Oh.
Like, literally, if you've got all your stuff connected to it, like, you can just, you can do it.
And you can set so many.
They've even got some that are like, personalized, I mean, not personalized per se, but like they'll start out whispering, you know, and all right, it's waking up, and then the tone will kind of grit louder and louder, and then you know, if you haven't said a word, I got it.
Leave me alone.
Keep screaming at you, that's every person that I've ever cohabitated with or spent the night with or things such as. It was always a kind of caveat that I would say at the very beginning that don't get right in my face to wake me up. Like, you can't start with a kiss. A kiss is just a kiss. You can't get in my face and try to do with those weird things where I wake up and open my eyes. I'm not going to smile.
Wave your nuts around.
I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to open my eyes gently and pull you close and kiss me. I'm going to freak out. And I'm going to sling arms.
That's like an a-hole way to wake up.
What?
Like, just like real aggressive.
It scares me. Yeah. I mean, you think about it. Like, I get it at this point in life. I'm different. The fact that you're just going to wake up and there's going to be a face right in front of you and you're going to be all gentle like in the movies where you pull in the Aniston or the lively type.
Like Brokeback Mountain.
No. Not at all. Then I'd really throw a fist. I'd throw them toy ones that they gave us at Adam and Eve at them as well.
Some of those got some weight to them.
They do. They don't ship for free, buddy.
You know, I used to have an alarm. Used to have an app. And imagine you'd be laying there and it's real quiet. And you're like, I'm going to catch a few of these real quick. And then you hear this trying to wake you up.
If you smell!
Oh, my God. It was an app called the Rock Clock.
Oh, my God.
And it had to run in the background all night.
It was a separate app.
Yep.
Is that a freebie?
It was. I don't even know if they still make it.
Oh, man.
But
the Rock Clock.
It had to run in the background all night for it to work. Gosh. Because it wasn't incorporated into the phone software. and then it would just blast it.
What about if you could get like a real loud boat horn? Could that be the dock clock? I want to go through the alphabet with this. Let's see. Hot clock. Now it could be a lot of fart noises.
Yeah.
Jock clock. Hey!
We kill up,
that's my girlfriend, nerd. Quit looking at her. That's the jock clock.
We're probably going to skip K, right?
Let's go ahead. I did the C as well. Let's see. So
L makes no sense, really.
Well, you could have like a key turning.
Yeah, you could. You
know, or you're cutting keys. That's pretty loud. Key cutting. That's the lock clock.
It could work.
That's not a real clock. Hey, that's a mock clock. Okay, now let's do that better.
Oh,
a
mock.
What about someone from Boston screaming the word Mark? Mock!
Mock!
Mock! Mock! It'd only work if your name was Mark.
You know, you do it for P, right? What's P?
Pock.
No, you finna wake up.
Oh, man. Well done. I was thinking further down in the T's for that one, but I'll give it to you on the P. You shortened it. You made it work.
Well, okay, like...
Clock goes better than Tupac clock. That's too wordy, actually.
Are you waking up if this is your alarm? You just kind of shimmying in the bed?
Dude, yes. It's got to be... That's another thing. It's got to be aggressive.
Plus,
like the cheerleaders would say, and we never listen to them.
If you're like, you know, your girl's beside you, guy or whatever, like you trying to grab a handful before you wake up? You're like, hey, dear mama's on. Let's hook up real quick.
Yeah, why is this song like... Dude, very good. Like, I'm thinking Oedipus Complex here.
It's weird, man.
Right? Because this is a groove song. This is like rap key sweat.
We should have done
that's
this.
That's right.
This is the one we should have
done. And then Mama gave it to him in his backside, right? Is that what he said? There was something going on in the Machiavelli house.
That might have been an Easter egg, like when Green Day had an Easter egg on Dookie.
Where it stopped.
Yep.
Or I'm thinking of Korn. Korn did that too.
Yep.
That he started doing that weird kind of therapy about his father.
God, that was fun.
That was weird, dude.
Yeah. It was before the internet, so if you found an Easter egg, you're like, oh, keep listening.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I used to do emails, when I would send an email to everybody on the show, like saying, you know, hey, we're going to do, you know, not I'm saying we're going to be, you know, like a comment, hey, don't forget this kind of crap. I'd hit like 30, 40 spaces or enters, and then down at the bottom it'd say, if you're reading this, I appreciate you. If you didn't read this far, F yourself or something like that. And it would be funny, the people who'd mention it, the ones who wouldn't.
It's like
they didn't know they got told to F off.
It's like
they didn't read it all.
Chuck Lorre notes at the end of his shows.
I love that, man. It's hard to, especially if it's... When he has the credits at the end, where sometimes he'd put like the stamp of the production company or whatever, he puts these little diatribes on there that are very long, so you have to pause it or either take a picture of a lot of them.
Made a whole book out of them.
Yeah, it's I like the way he writes. I like the way Rick Rubin writes. People that are known for being writers, but they're good at it.
This feels like a drug dealer's iPhone, right? It's going off.
I was thinking, especially for the going back to the Tupac or the pop clock, pardon. Mark Hendricks just texted. He's got already has the IP for rock clock, for rock music.
Yeah.
No. This song, let's go back to it though, because this is a song I heard a lot yesterday on like social media with people adding it to pictures of their moms.
Oh, it's all Dear Mama?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me go back.
Like, you're absolutely right. I never thought about it before. I mean, this is close to, like, this tone right here is, like, End of the Road.
But you had to have, like, a certain type of relationship with your mom to play this song, right? Like, the mom
you have to have been probably likely raised by her exclusively.
Yeah, or she was cool with you drinking or, you know, doing drugs with your buddies.
You could smoke a spliff with moms.
Yeah, she's the one that's like, everybody can drink here if
they
don't
leave.
She
would tell you stories of Black Panther meetings, right? She was in that.
She let you flip your kid or flip off as your kid.
Yes, flip you know. Off, Bert. You know, but
she didn't get trouble for that.
You've seen them those videos of Tupac when he was like in high school and middle. Well, probably high school. He was like his for like. I think I had a word this as a honky. It was before, like, rap got a hold of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He was, I'm not saying,
kind of scrawny. He wasn't a big man anyway to begin with.
Yeah, not that at all. Yeah, I mean, you're right, but yeah. It was more or less like he was, same thing with Kanye, like, wearing, like, sweaters and stuff, and, you know, just being very eloquent with their speaking, you know, and stuff, and then, like, the persona kicked in, and then it's like wrestling kayfabe, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, those didn't exist anymore.
Tupac was like Flair. Like, that took over.
Yes.
The gimmick took over.
Yes.
And he got in too deep to, you know, I mean, the guy was a very intelligent dude, but, you know, he was, like, wrapped up in some bad stuff.
Yeah.
So, that he, you know, you got to, I guess, worry about risking the, you know, the appearance, the reputation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you think it was Kanye used to wear, like, Kanye one time wore to one of those award shows essentially the Pee Wee Herman suit minus the red bow tie. Like, I think he was wearing a black bow tie instead, but it was literally like the Pee Wee Herman suit.
Yep.
And he wasn't trying to. He was, you know. Anyway, this song, there's a complex to it. I don't know if it's close to Oedipus complex, meaning you're attracted to your mother. I think it's, I don't know what it's called when you're attracted to your dad.
Oedipus?
That's weird.
This is weird to say.
That's like, something in the Marvel universe, I bet.
It's like it's not right.
Oh my gosh, coming over the hill is Oedipus. He's gonna burn our town down.
Look out. You got a Oedipus complex.
yeah, man, button it's... not working well.
that is a good point. Like it's a certain relationship.
Someone wants to keep going with the clocks.
Uh-oh.
Someone texted and said,
so we're at P.
What about if it's a spaceship clock
spaceship
and two clock. Fingers come out and then two more fingers come out and they make the V symbol?
Spot clock?
Spot clock.
Star Trek. Well, I don't know if I got any.
Spot clock.
That's probably Looper's alarm.
Or Bag Brown's.
I think his is like a laugh track, right?
Oh, God, there's no telling. God, I'm thinking about him now. I'm thinking about Looper's funny pictures on Instagram, and now I'm thinking about also like one of Biggie's songs talking about his mom. It was just kind of like, you know, there's a different love. There's two types of love.
Yeah.
There's three. There's the fake one that people talk about. Oh, love, love, love. It's like the word obsessed. I'm obsessed with the Bondsman.
Dude.
How are you obsessed? Well, I've watched all eight episodes. I'm obsessed. Do you think about it constantly? No.
Fun
You're
show.
Not obsessed with it. There's the familial friend love, like as far as family goes, and then like friends, that's the kind of thing. And then there's the love where you're going to insert yourself into that person or vice versa. Like that's the, you know, and I'm talking about relationship-wise. It's a different kind of love. And intertwining those two is just it's just weird. I don't love you like I want to bang you. Bang you.
Dang, I don't have it, man. I don't have it, but one that's kind of more, I don't even want to say weird or more off-putting than this song is the Boys to Men song about their mom.
I said End of the Road, but that's the wrong Boys of the Men.
Boys to the Men.
Boys of the Men. That's like you. Boys in the Hood starring Boys to Men. Oh, Lord. And now I'm still in. Oh, I got this other track in my head, though, where I'm still on the alphabet with the clock. So
God,
stand by.
It was the first one to pop up. So you know it was the most searched yesterday among a certain crowd, at least. Like, you know, old people, 40s. Any day Boys to Men is going to be, what, 40s and above, right?
Probably.
I don't know if the kids know who they are.
God, you know what? Probably not. That's so sad. That's why the bass singer in the band left. He's like, you know what? We're not going to be doing cons. We're not going to be... Plus, you don't want to be on that 12-band bill where... You know, it's like you go out and you play 30 minutes, but you're only going to get like $500 to play.
Yeah, it's like we ain't
doing that. Minimal.
This one's more a pandering type song.
Like, I think it says regret. It says regret.
Like you couldn't, well, I can't say that, dang it.
Say it.
I was going to say, you can't have a song about your dad in a tone like this, but Luther did.
God, that's right.
He had a song about his dad.
God. Yeah, that's weird. It's almost the same way men never name their cars or their boats or their guns or their guitars after a man. It's always a woman's name.
This is my shotgun named Daryl.
I mean, no, right? Like, it's always...
That'd be cool, actually.
I'm going to go getting Joey this morning. Joey? What? I drive a Subaru. Get it? Like a kangaroo.
Oh, Lesmobile.
Lesmobile. You don't know that to be true. That one story one time said most drivers are lesbians, and now Fat Boy thinks every time he passes a Subaru, it's going to be a lesbian woman.
That's why you don't have to have a credit check to buy one. You have to have a mullet and a gold chain.
Big Brown, you tuned in late. I've already done Dot Clock. Get out of here.
Yeah, he did that one. This one just always felt weird to listen to. Like, I can never really get into it.
Well, it's not for you.
Yeah, but it's like... They did a lot of stuff like that. I mean, it sounds like, I don't know. Just...
It sounds like this is when they would be played at, like, you know, at their funeral perhaps or something.
Did they give you a formula back then? Like, look, you got to have a mom song. You got to have something upbeat for radio. You got to have something.
You
got
to do a faith song. You can't necessarily name God or Jesus, but you got to talk about the universe and the creator. Like you're saying, yeah, I believe this, but I don't really want to say it. It's almost like vote or die. It's like.
That made it so grim.
They're not really telling you who to vote for, but if you don't, you can die. You can eat it and die. You can sit on it and die. You can choke on it and die if you don't vote. What the hell animal is that on TV? Good God.
It said it was an oxen, but that's not really
that. That's a long-haired oxen. That thing looked like a little tiny mammoth walking around.
Like a big-ass mammoth.
Yeah, that was weird. All right.
I'm trying to find out disturbing songs about mothers, and some of these I don't even know.
Now, Big Brown's got another one here. I wish he'd call in, but the minute he does, we'll be out of time. He said you could... He knows that I like some rap music. I assume is why he said this. He said that I could have a, I'm going to say it right now so I don't cuss, a Waka Flocka Clock. We'll give one of them to Josh Fortner.
Go hard in the paint, honky.
P1 Waka Flocka with his Waka Flock Clock. God bless. I ain't saying it again. I ain't doing it again.
Leave you stinking, honky. What the hell are you thinking, honky? Do we have some flame in here? Let me go downstairs or down the hall.
I don't know. Is that where you left your iPod? Okay.
Oh. All right, I'm going to assume this is good for a second. See if we can queue up a little bit. I mean, it's in here, so it should be good, right?
Yeah, if it's in the system. Oh, wow. Time to wake up. Huh? Okay.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Damn.
Time to wake up. Add some Sprite.
We'll be able to tell pretty quick.
Yeah, from the jump. If you hear a brief moment of silence, it means it had a cuss word in it and we had to dump out.
Oh.
Okay. Why is that in the system, dude?
Wait a minute.
Why is that in there?
Is that a record? I mean, it got like... Wow. 10 seconds, maybe 12 seconds in.
Wow. That's in, like, when we say the system, that means in our database or whatever, that all the radio stations in the building are in, and the music is, wow. So
we
maybe they get the uncensored version.
You know, I'm gonna get a text next.
You should have tested that out first.
What number was that?
Yeah, I need to go in.
Look at that card number.
Gonna get Stoney to do the Stone Man edit on that one, huh?
Oh, man, I learned my lesson years ago with that when the, you know, management asked, like, are there any songs you could think of that maybe, you know, people had missed that might have, you know, a word in there that, you know, got snuck in? I'm like, oh, yeah, raising my hand like Corn Freak on a Leash. Like, this is what he really says. And I'm like, oh, no. So now it got changed to the edit, and it sounds weird when he says...
You're the one who did that.
I'm like, God, why? Why did I do that?
I also... I'm like you in that way. There was one where I brought up to... I did it more or less. I didn't want to... I don't want my the company I worked for to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's why I wasn't like a caveman walking in there saying, you know what? You're doing this thing over here. There was a song that said GD in it. And I don't think the PTB realized that at all.
I'm like, you know, I'm not going to say anything about Highway to Hell either. But, you know, like other bands, it's okay. Like, you know, like if a Pink Floyd song or an old Who song drops one in there, it's like protected somehow.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
An update on...
That's why Bush has a Wasswell brother in the...
My asshole. My asshole brother.
In that song, I can't remember the name of.
Maybe we'll be playing that later on. My asshole brother. Asshole, fine.
Fly to Los Angeles.
Fine. Don't say the whole, or we're going to bleep you.
I'm an asshole, brother.
You're asshole. Asshole, brother. Yeah. Okay, so, spoiler, I'll be bringing you headlines today.
God, what's the name of that song texted? It's not asshole, brother.
No, hold on.
We'll figure this out.
If you get it, give me the initial.
Oh, I know it now. I remember. I had to sing the chorus.
Give me the initials.
Easy.
Easy. Everything's in.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, in my head, I started singing a totally different song. It's so weird.
We'll play a game called Bush Song or A Phrase Your Girlfriend Said. Everything's in.
Oh, God. Okay.
Right after we play Fajitas or Armpits. It's a new game. I'm the host.
Fajitas? Why? Somebody's armpits smell like fajitas?
Well, like mine, you couldn't tell if it was, you know, fajitas or it was real oniony. Then somebody gave me a tip on what to get as far as deodorant goes because I stopped wearing it.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, though, you got some fajitas that smelled like armpits.
Nah, they both smell like each other.
No.
That was just for a joke.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it really is oniony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your armpits onion. That's what is it? Ammonia? Not ammonia. What is it?
I don't know. 2 months ago, I stopped wearing deodorant.
At all?
Yeah, because then the rash went away.
You use wipes when you wipe. Do you use them on your pits?
I don't anymore.
What?
Yeah, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Because they don't make a wipe that's flushable.
Like, oh, yeah, you can only do one at a time. No, they do. They do. There's one that...
They don't break down in septic systems,
I'll tell you this. Oh, you're on a septic?
So they want you to throw them in the trash.
That's no.
I don't want to have those. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No. Look in the baby section. I know that might be weird to wipe your ass with like a Paw Patrol or whatever.
That's the first section that goes in.
But they have some that are, that'll take up to like, how many can you wipe with? Can you do four? Can you do it in four or less? We'll try
now,
at some point during
when
the show.
You eat better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot cleaner of a.
Isn't it? It's like, it's like, I want to say something that is like...
It's like you got a razor blade back there. You can just slice it off.
Well, not that either. Well, I mean, yes, but like also like it's almost like a...
Your crack doesn't look like a fat kid who ate a chocolate bar.
I want to say... I think of freaking Augustus from damn Willy Wonka. Big bastard.
You call a kid a big bastard.
What was his name? Well, he's not now. He's like 50-something, probably.
That's what they should have called him.
The big bastard. Okay, so yeah. Oh. Paige is ill. She's not licensed, though, so watch out for that.
Yeah, we're going to have fun if she's out.
Why? Don't say that.
I'm just messing.
Don't say that. I have to concentrate now because I have to do news. I have to, literally, you can listen to me try to find something that I think you'll be interested in. Okay, here we go. Show you how easy this is. Did you ever think that after May the 4th, a man would be facing multiple felonies after attacking his or her neighbor? Damn it. That's what I get for saying, look how easy this is.
Take two.
What if I told you that on May the 4th be with you, a man is now facing multiple felonies after attacking their neighbor with what?
Ooh. I don't know if to focus on the pronoun or the subject.
Well, that screws up a joke I was going to do, so pay no mind to the his or her thing. That's done. It doesn't matter now. It's going to be a funny, dumb joke I was going to do and stupid. It ain't easy, is it, Paige? I get you on that.
That's what the news should be.
All right, we'll get into that next. Your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning. I'm Matt Man.
Hello.
I'll say it myself. Hello. It's just part of my routine that I have to do, and a lot of people shared with me they love that part. When I say hello,
you can't take it away.
So I'm keeping it. And Paige, hope you feel better. Oh my gosh, I just read her latest text.
Yeah. It was
oh my gosh. Boy, she feels very friendly with us, huh?
I mean, that's a lot going on.
You know what? You would probably feel more comfortable with.
Like she don't mind copping to that.
Okay, so I'll be her. And you okay. Be you, okay? So okay. Here, you got the phone?
Yeah, let me get it up real quick. I got it right here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll pick it up where she texts at 5:54. We'll skip the first two and start with the one with the emoji.
Okay.
I've been throwing up. Vomit emoji.
Yes, don't come.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry you're sick. LOL. Feel better.
I left blanky blank yesterday feeling sick. Sick emoji where your face is just green, but you're not throwing up yet. Oh, yeah. Well, you unsent a message.
Well, I didn't go back and read it. Well, So I asked, you got the blanks?
Oh.
Which evidently she does.
Oh, okay. I had diarrhea yesterday at blanks. It was the worst. I felt like I was going to throw up leaving there. I woke and started throwing up again. Vomit emoji, vomit emoji, vomit emoji.
It reads like she got the diarrhea and then she got sick from smelling it. So
I
she
think
was
AI
up.
Wrote this. I do.
It might have.
It's written like a fussin'. Well, okay, so let's do
it. Like, AI, can you write me an excuse to not go to work?
Can you write me an excuse? AI, convenient that the grok and all the different things, they were not available when COVID was going on, when you could, hey, grok, make me a
freaking
positive
grok.
Excuse to go to work or whatever, or give me a negative one so I don't have to go to work, whatever.
Every time I see a famous tweet, you look in the threads, people use grok a lot. Like, hey, Grok, what is this about?
Yeah, but you have to make sure you don't share yours.
Yeah.
Because, just make sure. Because, you know, if you ask it some weird stuff or whatever, then people are going to be able to see what you asked. And then it's going to be like, oh, it's your social credit score then.
I wonder if it's shared that stuff or stored it. It's got to store it temporarily.
Temporarily it does, yeah.
Because, you know, I put horses smoking cigarettes just to try it out.
To see if it would, if they become addicted or would it kill them?
Well, like what it would look like as a picture.
It's interesting. Do animals get cancer?
I'm sure they do, right?
I don't know. I think when they just die, we're like, all right, no money for the autopsy. You're dead.
You got to pay for it if you want it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how much it is.
Well, I can tell you, it's about $750 to bury a horse.
God.
No joke.
Bury him ass up.
Yeah, so he could tell the world to kiss his ass one more time. Okay. A 25-year-old, this is back to the thing that I did horribly earlier where I said a person is facing multiple felonies after attacking their neighbor with this on May the 5th be with you. Any guesses? I mean, a clue there, I'll be honest with you, a clue there is that it did happen on May the 5th be with you. Or May the 4th. Damn it. May the 4th be with you. Well, it was on a Sunday this year. You didn't really get to do it much. It's like, hey, it's the Sabbath. I'm not going to talk about Star Wars.
So it was something Star Wars related.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's one of those guns.
Here's what I'll do. Stormtrooper gun. I'll read the like first sentence and then leave the blank in there and you try to figure it out off that. Okay. 25-year-old man in Nebraska has been arrested after he attacked his 37-year-old female neighbor and her 7-year-old daughter with a blank on May the 4th be with you, now faced with two felonies.
I mean, there's only one thing it could be, right?
Probably. I mean, if you're thinking C-3PO's boner, it's not that. It's not that. That was an error card.
So obviously, it's a lightsaber, right?
Well, you have to hit the button that you're right.
Do I have that button?
And don't you usually have a
I got a buzzer. I don't know if I got
oh,
a
you don't there. Have we don't have a positive attribute on the sound effect?
I don't have a ding
I've
there.
I've got the Namaste bowl.
Oh, that works.
Okay.
Now the question is what, you know, they make some of those that are like really like weapons.
Like full props.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's 25, like I said, his name's Aiden White. Aiden's like that's that name where now like most people named Aiden are hitting mid 20s. You know that.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, Aiden Caden, Caden Grice isn't that old yet, I don't think. Anyway, nevertheless.
Aiden Quinn?
Much older. Has been arrested after he attacked his 37-year-old female neighbor and her 7-year-old daughter with a lightsaber. He first struck the girl while she was outside playing with her friends, and her mama is like, why'd you hit my daughter? And again, this guy's 25. Why'd you hit my daughter with your damn lightsaber? And he then hit her in the arm and the shoulder with the lightsaber. Now, it doesn't say which make or model it is, but...
Does it say what color it is? Because that's a big deal.
It does not. What is the... are they not silver? Or are they black?
You know, the Jedi's use the green ones.
Well, Darth Maul used the one that was...
Yeah, it was
like, had lasers coming out of both sides.
Yeah, and they were red.
Yes.
That's what the Siths and the evils use.
I know. I haven't seen the movie. I only know that from the Pizza Hut promotion.
But Samuel Jackson had a purple one. Mace Windu.
Did you hear what I just said?
Oh, yeah.
I only knew that because of the Pizza Hut promotion. I did not ever see the movie.
I didn't want to bring up memories of being a fat ass.
Oh, Lord. You know. By the way, do you need some clothes?
You got some good stuff, too, probably.
I was like, I don't want to just... Thank you. I don't want to just, God, it's awful to say, but I don't want to just give like really, really, really nice clothes to.
I don't either.
Whatever.
Because it's not going to make it to the floor or it's going to be ridiculously priced.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, let's get back to this.
All the Balenci's.
So to me, like, first off, you hit a kid with a toy. I mean, man, and it wasn't like apparently like a just little tap. Like, this is a dude, 25, out in his yard playing with his lightsaber.
So where's dad in this whole situation?
Oh, you sound like me during the Truth and Consequences.
I feel like, you know,
I don't have that information.
That guy's got an ass whooping coming to him.
Well, she called the cops, and again, they didn't say which model it is. Mom said that he hit her hard enough that it was painful. Again, did it really? I don't know. Did Stone Cold really knock that girl down with his ATV at WrestleMania? I don't know.
I don't know what happened at the end of that.
The police were called. He admitted that he did hit him. He told the cops that he was upset with the victims because his rent was going to be raised because the victims themselves kept their shared thermostat too high. Now, I've never in my life heard of a duplex, which I'm assuming. Yeah, a duplex had shared thermostat? That is...
Yeah, the same, like, same unit. You have to have two separate units.
That's...
Gotta have two separate units.
That's dumb. I mean, some duplexes don't look like one house divided, but this one sounds like it was literally one house divided. Clemson on this side, Carolina on that side.
Like, when you hit a kid, man, that's like all bets are off, like, no matter what the...
And then when mom says, why'd you hit my kid, and then you hit her twice...
Either the dad's going to get his ass or, you know, some boyfriend trying to curry favor with the mom.
Well, he's over. So the two felonies, child abuse and second degree assault. And you know that we've heard from listeners, we've heard from cops, we've heard from movies that's the last thing you want to go to jail with is, you know, anything involving that, child. So
we'll have to segregate you.
Well, I mean, you'll probably be glad they did.
They might face charges from the Imperial Army, too.
They would be doing it with a grudge, you know? Oh, yeah. What'd you say, Mace Windu?
I think that was a part. I think that's why he would only do it, Samuel L. Jackson, if he had a purple lightsaber. I think it's like part of his deal.
What, just the color purple?
Yeah.
He wasn't in that movie.
He peed in the road, didn't he?
No, it's Oprah.
Did they do that on the Broadway version?
You know, I didn't see it.
It's like everybody pees on the
stage.
Didn't
see it. They brought it to the Peace Center. Did they piss on the stage there?
Well, it's not the Piss Center. It's the Peace Center.
That's right. Thank you. I am Matt Man, and those are your eyes, guys. His eyes.
Had it at the Gunt. That's the theater.
Fat Boy, what are you? The what is it?
Is it Gunther?
Gunther Theater.
God, is it?
Yeah, right?
After the Ring General?
I think it's named after the guy that worked at the Friends restaurant. The coffee shop, because he's from Greenville. Rest in peace, Gunther. Not the Ring General.
No.
What is that? Speaking of sports, what is up in it?
We will talk about, we lost a big one over the weekend.
Oh.
You know, I'm surprised this made the headlines that it made. I mean, we'll talk about a front page of ESPN.com.
Well, I mean, they're wrestling's on that because being TKO, I mean, they're in with boxing and UFC now, kind of all in the same kind of thing. Like you were saying here in this building, we got a urban station.
Yep.
We got a people who hate Democrat station.
We got some top 40.
We got some top 40. So.
Flamethrower back in the day.
That's right. All right, so we'll find out what we know.
Discuss the life of one Terry Brunk.
Oh, Terry Brunk. Yeah. You know what sucks is in this digital age, I cannot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I find my picture with him.
God dang it, man. I know,
and we were both pointing with fingers in the air. The Usos stole that from him. Come in. The Usos stole that from him. The bloodline and all that. All right, sports next. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
Oh, crap. Oh. Headlines.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Pick up. Headlines was brought to you by Gosling Electric. I forgot because I normally don't do that. But I want to make sure I say Electric and Gosling. Gosling Electric. Thank you so much. You guys are great.
Guys are great. We lost Sabu over the weekend. Actually passed away yesterday. And he had his last match at WrestleCon a couple weeks ago in Vegas.
Wow, Mania weekend.
WrestleCon and festivals like that are ones that piggyback on WrestleMania, same weekend, same town.
It's one of those things I've said before. It's like if you're a former wrestler or like current wrestler and you're not working in the city that WrestleMania is taking place in, like you're really like not on the level. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Like if
everybody goes. All the indie guys go.
Even the old announcers go and like get like $40 to take a picture with them and stuff.
And you're going to see, I mean, look, Flair was there working the room. He was talking to Kevin Nash, who was there, X-Pac, they were signing.
I saw a unique grouping of people the other day that was at one of those cons. And it was like just seeing, I can't even remember who. I know one of them was RVD. And then it was like somebody from earlier WWF and then somebody from like old NWA wrestling all in the same picture. I'm like, what a weird group here.
Dude, what's so great about the wrestling business is going to go away because the old timers are going to die off. You could take any two or three old timers from anywhere, put them together, and they all got stories about each other.
Yeah.
And they're just Ricky Morton, man, just listening. He was holding court and like just telling stories for days.
I know. But part of the fun was just sitting back there dodging Robert Gibson's third leg, and then also listening to Ricky tell some stories and telling Kerry, hey, go get that out of the car.
Even talking to Chavo, because Chavo's like the go-to technical advisor for these shows now.
Yeah, yeah.
Glow and other
you
shows.
You know, he's part of that AAA deal.
Yep.
Yep.
Man, so there's no cause of death for Sabu yet? Don't even know. He was 60.
For those of you who don't know, he was a wrestler, primarily ECW, and he's the guy we would often talk about would get his arm ripped up with barbed wire, and then he would pull out duct tape and just wrap his arm, or sometimes even super glue it, be closed.
He was, to me, when you think of like hardcore is New Jack and Sabu for me.
Oh, yeah.
Some people would put Sandman up there and, you know, other ECW legends, but Sabu was really like, even when he was working early WCW, doing some Nitros, he was doing wild stuff then.
Yeah.
As much as he could on TV. But I always heard he was kind of off, too. As far as like, you know.
I just met him the one time and he was very nice. I mean, he.
Like, remember we heard stories about him, like, you know, throwing stuff at people.
Yeah. Attack fans sometimes. I mean, really. Like, legit. No work.
Like, I mean, this is like, it was real to him, damn it. And he was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace, Sabu.
I know. It's weird. Like, I was thinking about, like, what his nickname was. It's like, oh, that's, you don't want to say his nickname now. The homicidal, suicidal, genocidal.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Then people are going to be like, God, did he do something? No, he's a worker, brother.
Man, I hope. I don't even know. Like, you don't want to speculate, obviously. But
do you remember where he was from? Bombay, Michigan.
God. Oh, I forget. I was thinking, I get mixed up with RBD, Battle Creek.
And Battle Creek.
That's not right.
Yeah. Yeah. They grew up together, too. It's crazy.
We're out of here.
You're just going to leave us with some sad news.
Yeah, I know, man. It's.
You son of a gun.
It's terrible. Couldn't tell you any basketball scores because NBA playoffs are garbage. Not good. Spring football, nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Baseball, I mean, it's very hard for me to get a baseball game on. So if I get.
Without paying for it?
Well, I don't even know how to get it. For the most popular sport, it's the hardest product to watch.
You can. I know somebody that gets it through Amazon or through Prime or whatever.
Oh, so like you got to go for those, you know, separate pay channels.
We can't blame Paige when she's not here for burps and farts now. I just thought about that.
What if somebody else came in and did it? Like, Tara, get out of here. So I don't know, like, you know, like I feel like I pay enough to one service.
Right. And then, well, like, what happened, Ted? I mean, what happened, Ted Turner?
I mean, come on now.
I hate fanatics.
Well, the quality of merchandise is not good.
Crap.
Just ain't.
Just bourgeois. All right. Thank you for that sadness you just brought us. It is. We'll take a break. We come back. Paige is not here. She is.
She had it pretty rough over the weekend.
She had a rough weekend. Sick-wise, not anything bad, like, you know, rough sex or, you know, being thrown around or anything like that.
She is due for one, right?
I don't know.
She's due for a good pump.
I have no idea. She tried to bring that up on the show one day. She was trying to do it in a clever way to say, I wonder which one of us has been the most celibate. And I'm like, why would you want to even, like, what if it's you? That ain't going to make you feel good.
She might be a part of the whole boy sober thing, for all we know.
What is that?
Oh, the boy sober movement? You don't know about
this? Is that where people that do commercials are worried that AI is going to steal their jobs?
No, it's not that. It's us men getting locked out. This is something that could go on for a long time. I don't have to worry about it as much. I feel like married people don't have to worry about this as much.
So, what is that? Facial recognition? Open the door?
Nope. This is...
How are you getting locked out?
This is taking the power back, you could say. It's not good for men.
You know what?
This is an
being on the show, I don't really like it. But as a listener right now, I'm enthused because I have no clue what you're talking about.
This is not good for single men. You know what? I'll say men in general.
God.
How about that? I'll say the future trend.
I don't watch the news on the weekends. I don't know what happened.
Oh, no. This is something that stretches out over a virality of social media. Then, you know, it gets shared and then people comment. And I can tell you a story about a chick who was blowing up about it, this whole boy sober movement and what happened to her.
Okay.
And it's really
catching. Is it like Me Too? Movement?
Nah, no, but you could see it as a direct, I don't want to say consequence or like result of.
Hmm.
You can see it going like in that direction, maybe.
Paige is really behind the bowel movement today, according to her text. All right, we'll figure that out next. All right, happy Monday, everybody.
Butt freckles.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.